Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 8th of October. Hope you're all well. What we got today? Got a few bits today. Got no horses. I think what we had 15, 14 horses put up this week. 7 winners up to 15 to 2. There will be some tomorrow. I've just quickly had a look at. There was nothing today, genuinely. Just. I work by meetings, and none of those meetings qualify today. But tomorrow we will have horses, should the prices be right, at Chepstow, Kempton and York. So there could be quite a few tomorrow. And I'm going to talk about that setup in a minute. Sitting having dinner last night, and Sam flashed up a picture on her phone. She's got a friend down in Exeter, she went to school with, like, they've stayed best mates for God knows, I mean, they're old now, aren't they? What is she, Sam? 55? So they've been friends since, well, for 40-odd years. Always flipping, chatting and WhatsApping and this, that and the other, non-stop. Anyway, holds up a picture last night of her best friend on WhatsApp, stood next to a young lad. And I thought, I know that lad. Couldn't work out who he was, but I recognised the face. So I'm sitting there going, who is it? She said, well, her name, friend's name's Carol. So Carol says, you'll know who it is. I said, I recognise him, but I can't get a finger on who it is. It was Ollie Watkins. Sam's best friend is good friends with Ollie Watkins' mum. I didn't realise he came out of the Exeter Academy. He's born in Torquay, came out of Exeter Academy. And he popped round yesterday to Sam's friend's house for a cup of tea with his mum. I said, it's not often you get a Premier League guy who scored a hat-trick against Liverpool calling in for a cup of tea. So, Villa fans, I've got an in now. I'll be having a little chat with him, telling him not to score against Spurs when we meet. Me and him are going to become muckers. Amazing. I sort of, after the conversation and sort of bit of WhatsApp back and fro, I looked up his story a bit more on the internet overnight, and I just didn't realise he was an Exeter lad. So, there you go. As I say, just score a trick for Liverpool on Sunday and popping round Sam's mate's house for a cup of tea on Wednesday. I like him. I already now, I just like him. But we'll be having words, no goals against Spurs, Ollie. Leave your shooting boots at home, son. Right, as I say, no bets today. So I have been talking, what seems like forever more, about getting this pod organised and things organised. And when I did set it up, it was really to give the odd tip. Didn't really have a plan at the time. Just thought, can I do a podcast, share a few stories, share a bit of mindset, and give the odd tip. And here we are, nearly coming up 2 years down the road, about a year and three quarters. I think we're up to nearly 500,000 downloads of them. And I think the general view is that there's a nucleus of people who listen pretty much every day and enjoy it. But I do get texts and emails all the time about the tips and should you follow this and should you do that and what's this and what's that. And I understand the problems around that. Like, for 2 days I've put horses up where I hadn't put horses up for a while, and obviously they're good. And a lot of that is a time thing in between when I can record the pod. Within what I'm doing each day, getting football files ready, getting racing files. It's not like, oh, I know I'm going to do a pod at 12 o'clock. I genuinely just, when I've got 10 minutes, that's when I think, oh, I'll record the pod now. So tips will remain on the pod. That's the first thing. There will be, so the Friday preview is going to stay. I will do horses on the pod as and when time allows. I will do NFL on a Sunday through the NFL seasons. When it allows, and I will do, as I have done all the time, occasional football bets, first half goals, stuff like that, if and when it falls in with that time. So if I've managed to get the football done before I can do the pod, then I can put some bets out. I have occasionally then tweeted a late football bet, and again, some people go, oh, I didn't see it, this, that and the other. So I want to get a structure to all that, just for people who actually want to focus on the tipping side. And again, it only falls in with you, and it will be, won't be stuff that contradicts what you're doing. So if you're in the trading group, it won't be stuff that contradicts. It would be additions to that, that if you wish to do it, then you could or you couldn't. So from the 1st of November, and you need to listen carefully now, and I will talk about this through this month a couple of times just to remind people, and it isn't for everybody. I'm going to stress that now, and I'll come to that in a minute. I am going to operate totally free for November, and I'll be upfront now. If it all goes well, there will be a small cost, and when I say a small cost, I'm literally talking a couple of quid a week. Just for people that I can then pay and help to keep result sheets and administer for me, so that I'm not doing this all on my own, but it literally will. I'm talking absolute maximum of £2.50 a week. This is before anybody, oh, he's charging, and I'm not even sure. We're just going to run November completely free and see how it goes. But I'm going to set up some Telegram, and I'm going to move everything that's on the Twitter and the pod will go on Telegram. As I just said, like the Friday preview will stay on the podcast completely free. You don't need to go to Telegram, you'll be able to hear it, you'll be able to get some of the horses there. But I'm going to put everything in Telegram groups. For the first thing, Chrissy's bet of the day will not go on Twitter, it will go into the Telegram group. Get a lot of questions about that all the time, a lot of work. Sometimes I'm looking back to see what, because I don't bet them all, see what Chrissy's bet. So I'm going to move that into Telegram, and that will be posted every day. So from November the 1st, that will be, if there's a bet or no bet, that will be posted in Telegram, and the results update will be covered on the pod and in Telegram. The horses, I have now, over the last 2 days, sorted out my process to be able to do them like I've already been able to look at tomorrow. So I know exactly, hopefully, and I can speak to the guys and help me a little bit more with this, get those out quicker. So horses, I will mention some on the pod, but I'm going to have I don't know whether, initially I think I might just do it all on one channel, and then we might break it up. If it goes well, we'll break it up into channels. So the horses will go on Telegram from November the 1st, and I'll put horses up all the time. All the NFL will continue on the pod, but it will also go on Telegram. And then football, I'm going to share a lot more stuff with people, and quite often, and I make no, you know, not bollocks, I have quite late bets. So for example, I was thinking the other day, there was a first half goal bet in the Dutch game on Monday night, was it? And it was about 36 minutes, and I bet it, and then I was umming an R in to put it on Twitter, and I didn't, just because of time. I thought, well, if people miss it, I just create aggro for myself. But with the Telegram set up, I will post everything, so it may well be that obviously you'll need to set notifications. You'd get quite a late bit of advice, or I'm having a bet there. And then I thought I'd have, alongside that, then a general chat for people that you guys can discuss the methods of some of the half-time stuff. You may want to play different ways, like the horses, where I say, you know, I'm doing win and place. People may want to discuss doing win only or place only, or doing accumulators, whatever it may be. It'll be completely, you know, unmoderated in effect. It'll be for the guys who are on it. And obviously, if anybody gets abusive or whatever, we'll just kick them out. And that brings me into how to access that and get into it. Initially, I'm going to run the two alongside, so I'll run the bet slip and that, try and share equal amounts so that people on the bet slip don't feel, oh, I've binned it. I genuinely haven't. There'll still be plenty of stuff on here. But I get so much grief from people when I have a losing mention on the podcast or on Twitter, that I'm going to control in the Telegram group who gets access. So how I'm going to do that is, there will not be any DMs, there's not going to be anybody I don't know. I will next week invite people to email, and I'm going to set a special email address up to email in and say they'd like to be part of this for November. I'm not going to take everybody. The people who don't get in just will not get a reply. I'm not going to go into having arguments with people about why didn't I get in. It will just simply be I'm going to give priority to people who've supported me, supported FTS, been FTS members or are FTS members, of whether it's been with Will, with football, with the racing. No troublemakers, people who I think, well, they're just coming in here to cause some aggro. I want to keep it very private, very in-house, so that we can all get on and do it. And as time goes on, if, you know, initially we'll take 50, 60. If it goes well, then we'll let more in. Those who don't get in, who I do plan to, you know, I'll say, oh, sorry, we're full, but you will get in time. I will email back. But if you don't, if you email in and you don't get an email, it means you're not getting in, and you can jump up and down in your little room and stamp your feet. I will have my reasons for it. That's the joy of being the Kim Jong-un of FTS bet slip and setting it up. As I say, I'm just going to do 1 month. I'm not committing to anything for me. I'm going to do 1 month and see how it goes, see how much work it is. I want to keep full results for everything. I want to see how you guys in it interact, what comes back out of it work-wise, as in, you know, people missing something or moaning about something. So just want to see how all that works. It will be, as I say, for November, absolutely completely free. Almost certainly be free to the end of the year, I would think, and then I'll look at the work involved and see who's doing what for me, in effect, to populate it all. But it would only be a small, Jesus keeps saying, you know, if we did charge, it would be peanuts. But I think for those of you who sort of want to follow that sort of stuff, it'll enable me to share more in a more organised, disciplined way every day, keep some proper results, and advise, again, those people. So a lot of it will be for people starting out who just want to get involved in small things, or perhaps can't do every single day. So, you know, you might just want to do the NFL, or you might just want to do, oh, and golf I'll put on there as well. Again, the golf I've sort of not dropped because I started getting grief about it, so I just stopped putting it on the bet slip, for example, because people, obviously, you're putting up 40 50 to 1, 200 to 1. Oh, that weren't very good. Well, it's a 200 to 1 shot. I just can't. Yeah, the bet slip is going to stay as it is. I want to stress that. It's not going to change, but I'm going to pick and choose where I put stuff. And I will be doing a lot more stuff on the bet slip on mental side. As I say, we'll still be having the previews for the football and the NFL, everything, all that will not change. But I want to get it a lot more structured, do interviews with people, try and share more, you know, how to go about doing things for yourself rather than just tips. But so that we don't just have a day, all I've got today is one football match and that's it. You know, not being funny, it's not worth my time just recording stuff like that. I'd rather have a set structure. So I hope that all makes sense. I'll listen to this back myself so I know what I've said. So the first step of that will next week on this podcast and on the website is I will mention a email address, invite people to email in. I will set the Telegram channels up. I will then add people or invite people to join those Telegram channels. And originally I'll just do two, one for all the tips and one for a general chat. The tips will be one way, it will only be me. The chat one, you can all talk about it amongst yourselves, that's fine. And then going forward, we may break them down into a football channel and an NFL channel, a halftime score maybe even, and horses, whatever. But I think the whole setup, Chrissy stuff, everything will be a lot better then. I will continue to post Chrissy stuff on Twitter through November, because I know there's, you know, I'm not going to just take it away from people initially and do the results, but long term that will move from Twitter to Telegram again. So I know there'll be people who moan about this, but I've got to do it how I want to set things up and how I want to do it and what I want to achieve for people. So that's how it's going to be. Again, Kim Jong-un of FTS. The one thing it will do is it'll get the numpties out of the Twitter sphere, in effect, who just look to have a dig or give it to somebody else to have a dig. And take one bet completely out of context just to further their own cause or whatever it may be, because that I'm absolutely sick of at the minute. So we'll have our own little group where I will basically rule the roost. And that's that. So that's how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to, as I say, do November, and we'll see where we are. It may be that if it didn't go as I envisaged it, I would just, and I'm not talking results, I'm just talking how people access it and see it and use it, I would bin it all and just go back to how we are. But we'll give it a go in November. I was going to do October, but obviously, you know, we have 10 days now where we're not doing much. So everything continues as normal through this month, pretty much through next month. I'll run the two concurrently, if you like, and we'll get that set up and see how it goes. But I know there'll be people listening and go, oh, I want a bit of that. At the minute, it will be restricted just till I get the workings of it, and I will be controlling who has access. If you do not give your name, for example, nobody will be coming in anonymously. So when you email me, you will give your full proper name, and if you don't, then, you know, if I don't think you've sent in the right name, then I will just bin you off. It's not something that we're going to have nonsense like that, you know, somebody just using the name Football Trader and trying to hide behind that. We're not having it. Don't care what your Twitter, what your Telegram handle is, but I want to know who's in the group, so that I can deal with dissenters, if you like, and remove them easily. There you go. Right, that's that. Simple. It'll be good to get that done. Right, international football today. Nothing for me. As I say, there are genuinely no horses. It's not sitting on some nice winners yesterday. Just nothing's come up today. Very, very unusual that this combination of meetings hasn't given me anything at all today. But then we have got, I think there's four meetings today, and I will be involved at three of them. So I will have a fair few tomorrow on the pod. Probably, I don't think there's no ultimate process here, so probably round about 11 o'clock. Right. Have a lovely little Thursday. I feel a bit hoarse. COVID. Get me some of that Trump Regeneron or whatever. He's absolute bell end, isn't he? Honestly, stop it here. Don't do it to yourself. Right, have a lovely Thursday, and I will be back to you. I'll be back to you tomorrow morning.